This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. If you are looking for Red Wing trade deadline, Odyssey.com Rewind. You can get it right now. But I got a Lions thing, and I want to build off of the combine thing we just did. So hear me on this before everyone goes crazy. Do you believe the Lions have a good culture? Yes or no? Do you believe the Lions have a strong locker room? Do you believe the Lions are built now with enough winning that they could sustain adding a problem? And there's a specific player. I want to read something. I want to read this to you, Rico, because I read it to David lovingly this morning. I just want to get a sense, because before people go, oh, no, I would never want him. You do realize you are the team that drafted Jameson Williams, right? And you've stood by him, and you've gotten the best of him.
He just likes to have fun, and he's a man of the people.
Gotcha. Tennessee defensive end. And presumed top 10 overall pick, James Pierce. He was a freak show at the combine. He had an electric combine on the field. 6'5", 250, ran a 4.47. Coming off the edge opposite Aiden? Yes, please. Well, one problem. WalterFootball.com, who does a lot of draft prep stuff, they talked to some anonymous executives. Again, if you don't value this, fine. But this is interesting. Quote, I was told that the Tennessee football program could not only breathe easier once Pierce left campus, but that his pitch count in SEC play was not injury-related. Pierce was seen as undeniably uncoachable and a player with 1 foot out the door, giving coaches little incentive to put him on the field full-time. Was told by one scout that Pierce is seen as a player with the worst character report of any player in the class. Another scout said they think the environment and the people at Tennessee were the problem, not James Pierce. Okay. NFL personnel won't be shocked to see him on the board after the first 64 picks in the draft.
So he's in the Kobe Dean.
I'm glad you said this. So, look. There were a multitude of reasons the Lions didn't take Jalen Carter. Off-field was a big concern. I think another concern would be when a player, you know, from the word on the street tells you, I'm not interviewing with you because I won't be around at 6, pulls the old Deion Sanders. The point is, you could have taken him. You just could have. You didn't. James Pierce fits a need. Sounds like he might slide. He might be this year's Laremy Tunsil minus a bong mask. Here's my question. Do you believe your locker room and your culture is strong enough that you could bring that kid in here and turn him around? And you are essentially the Eagles, where you draft the falling rock and the player turns into a Pro Bowler, like a Nakobe Dean, like a Jalen Carter.
Yes. I think that this locker room is strong enough because that's all you've heard. It's the Lions culture. It's Dan Campbell. It's the grit. It's the lay it all out on the line. It's loving the man next to you and helping lift each other up. So, yes, it sounds like this would be the perfect thing because not only would you let Brad cook, you would get Aiden, his partner, and you control his salary for the next 5 years. So, once again, Brad gets to get that player on the cheap because they're poor right now. So, yeah. And I think the locker room, because basically they've controlled J-Mo. And it's shown, like, J-Mo's done some dumb things, but people just write it off as, well, you know, it's just youth and boys being boys. You know, it's always, well, you know, if he can make the bed across the street, why can't he make it in the locker room or at the hotel? Like, is always an excuse for it. So therefore, yes, I think they could absorb one more person with a questionable background. Absolutely, they should go after him if he is there.
It's just a question. And look, the draft is obviously a month and a half away. But when you come out of the combine and you got a player who's supposed to go in the top 10, where people are talking about, some teams are like, look, he's a horse's ass. Other teams are saying, we're just not taking him in the first round. He fits a need. He's a freak show athlete, Raz Score. Mm-hmm. And it just, I would compare the Lions right now to what the Steelers used to be. Nobody really even understands how much dirt the Steelers had to cover up. And this is before Antonio Brown turned into a psychopath after the perfect hit.
Pretty much every wide receiver they've had.
Fair. So I say yes. That I no longer concern myself necessarily if the player's talent is exorbitant. It's off the charts. If he's got a character concern, I now believe the Lions have graduated into the class of team, like you, that can fix a guy. I want to know where the people are at with it. 248-539-9797. Would you want to take that type of risk?
Because the funny thing is, Mike, I have seen him as high as like the 7th pick overall. Mm-hmm. And I have seen him at pick 32. Like, that's a wide selection there of different players. Like, so it makes more sense now because it's who's going to take the chance. Who's going to take the risk? Who wants to be that person? And remember, it's not saying he's going to become Jalen Carter, but it's how the Eagles got lucky, it seems like, in getting Carter and getting Nolan Smith.
N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah, three guys who just fell in the draft, and they said, wait, if they're sitting there, we're going to take that chance on them. They had the culture, even though they had a crazy coach, and it worked out.
And now, I am not going to tolerate Georgia slander. Now, I know you hate Tennessee, so let's keep it even here.
Once they're out of college, it doesn't matter to
okay.
me. Yeah, I think if your locker room, and by the way, this is all that we've been touting as Lions fans now for the past several years, is how good our culture is, how strong our locker room is. If it's really that big and bad, then there should be no problem adding somebody who could be a problem. I'm not saying he gets fully turned around and, you know, develops into a model citizen, but you should be able to add a guy like this. Your locker room shouldn't be in that much peril by doing that.
Yeah, but see, Kenny, here's the thing. I agree with you completely. I just wonder where Lion fan is at, because it's a very weird time right now. We know the team's good, but the neighborhood's going to be getting tougher. And I think it's, you get to a point where you're close. Oftentimes it's going to be a big risk to put you over the top. Candidly, there's nobody at 28 that has the ability of James Pierce. It's just whether you think you've got the staff to bring it out of him, that you've got the veteran leadership to bring it out of him. You guys, 6'5", 250, 447 off the edge.
Yeah.
And the guy's like human Gumby. Like, when he wants it and when he was putting it out there, you can go look at the tape on James Pierce and you go, holy hell. Yeah. He's very similar to Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Whereas, but when he's bad, you're like, who body snatched this kid?
Right. What it's almost this? Like, it's like a son, if you accept this phone call, all that foolishness is behind you and you're going to be a professional. Every down. There's no quit. There's no taking time off. There's no taking plays off. If you can get that motivation out of him, great. Now, here's the – I just thought about this, though, Mike. Here's what? The other part. I guess maybe I would feel a little better if Aaron Glenn was the D coordinator, because I think Aaron Glenn could make
sure. What do you
mean?
Losing assistance doesn't matter.
Okay.
Jerk.
Okay.
I agree with you totally, by the way. No, I'm just saying.
He's back. David, you're next.
No. No. You're not wrong at all. I just know what you'll be faced with.
If Aaron Glenn was here, absolutely, because I don't think AG would put up with anything. It would be a fist fight. And even though he would have all the measurements, AG would win. I would put all my money on Aaron to beat him up.
David, what do you make of it? Obviously, your franchise has taken a chance on a number of players. They don't all work out. But the Lions are picking 28th. I got a chance at a top 10 talent. Obviously, I'm not telling you I'm thrilled to read what I read you. But do you believe the Lions have built something substantial enough where you can take that risk?
I do. And you have to trust your leaders on your team. You have to trust the St. Browns, the Penei Sewells, the Alex Anzalones, the Aiden Hutchinsons. You have to trust these guys that you've built your team on that are leaders in that locker room. You have to trust that they can handle this. And I think, yes, you can handle this. Now, the whole is, you know, he's talented. We know that. But, you can handle this. You got to take chances on guys. It's not always going to work. And it may not always fail either, but you got to take chances. They are in a position to take chances. I think they can do it.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. Another guy who was potentially had problems was Micah Parsons. Doug said something on the way out of crosstalk, but you got to have allow guys the ability to grow up and the ability to become a man and do responsible things. You can't just basically judge them off of the stupid things they did in college. Go ahead.
No, Mike. You're good. You're 1,000% right. 248-539-9797. See what the people have to say about it next. All right, David, let's get a few of the ticket texts, get to the people. Just thought it was a very interesting kind of tale of two cities. James Pierce, position of need for this team, edge. Amazing physical. 4.47 is an edge, 6'5", 250. I'm going to have to bulk a little bit more probably, but look, that don't grow on trees. But then the other side was major, major character issues. Some really damning stuff, if it's true, from Tennessee basically giving himself a pitch count that had nothing to do with injury. A guy was 1 foot out the door and made it known. I blame Rico and NIL for such things. But bottom line, thank you. This is exactly the type of player I take a risk on at 28. Because you need difference makers. I don't think safe is going to get you across the finish line. David, you've put on the fashion glasses. What do you got for me?
Yeah, I got to read these texts here. It says, I seen Pierce live this year, and he took over the game late in that game. Trust in Dan to hold this kid accountable and take the risk. Someone else says, you cannot motivate a grown man who refuses to put in the work. I say no, that is Al from Retford.
Yeah, but hold on. Is a college student a finished product?
No.
No, not at all.
And second of all, when you're in the NFL, you are now, A, this is the last football you ever play if you get it wrong, but B, you're playing for the second contract, the one that gives you generational wealth. You're talking $200 million. Tennessee ain't offering that. Hey, Rico already gave him the NIL. He got his car. He got his money. Didn't matter what he did.
Right. He was trying maybe he's trying to make sure he stays healthy. We're not going to win a national title, so I don't want to go all out. I'm saving it for the NFL. But I do think that people can get better. You're not even just regular people. You're not the same person you were in high school or in college. You grow up, okay? He may be that type of person, especially if you put him around the right people. Dan Campbell, I think, would be the right coach because he is no nonsense. Because he would say, okay, son, this is the NFL. You can either start or you can do dumb things and sit on the pine, and I'll bring somebody up from the practice squad. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
David.
This Tennessee guy sounds like former Sparty Malik McDowell. Didn't he not listen to coaches and took plays off? That is from Mike.
You're missing one key element of that deal.
He also has some
severe mental illness.
Correct.
Like, again. But hey, comp him out. Do whatever you like.
If we didn't have J-Mo, I'd be more open to Pierce. I don't believe the culture is strong enough, especially with the new DC coming in. That is from Ryan.
But see, the fact that you were able to kind of curb J-Mo tells me you have a strong enough team. Now, the new DC, I know he's been on the staff, but I don't know how assertive he will be. Whereas I knew what I was getting out of Aaron Glenn. That was his defense. I mean, you saw it a little bit on Hard Knocks, even if they were playing it up for the camera. But you knew.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, don't show up late. Don't give him excuses. Just go out and do your job.
They got C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They can definitely handle this. Kid who didn't like college. Shocker, take him. That is from Jared.
You know, and it's funny. Did you see what Quinn Ewers had to say?
I did.
It's just amazing how far we've come is that, like, when Cardale Jones said what he said, everybody freaked out. Well, we're not here to play school. Quinn Ewers was asked about, like, dude, why can't you read? He's like, I didn't go to Texas to do school. And everyone's like, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, the kid's making $3, $4 million at Texas. You think he cares about, you know, social studies? I mean, it's a folly.
Can you read the defense on the other side of you, young man? That's all that matters.
Well, and I'm glad it also came out that, like, anyone who watched the games, you knew he was hurt. He couldn't push the football. He looked like Todd Marinovich.
Especially at the end, yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah, he said it happened in a Michigan game and got worse as the season was progressing.
Yeah, we can tell, yeah. Quinn. Thanks. And by the way, I don't know what to do with that guy. I get so tired of being told a guy's special when he's not. You're on your own with Quinn Ewers. Your opinion, you tell the people what to do with him.
You know what? Nothing. No, he's a guy that I would basically treat like Michael Penix, where you're going to redshirt this year. I will draft you. If I have a quarterback whose deal may be coming up, I'll take him. Kind of like what the Lions did with Hendon Hooker. If the quarterback works out, fine, I'll get rid of you. But if he doesn't and you progress, it's going to be your team.
Let's go over to Antonio, 97.1. Antonio, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, brothers?
How are you, sir?
Listen, man, this is an automatic. Let's talk about the Lions culture. We have a couple ways to get Mr. The guy from Tennessee. We got a couple ways to get him together. First off, when you come into the Lions locker room, especially on defense, you can't come in there with the understuff attitude and I do as I please, because A, we can humble you physically when you're going up against Penei Sewell. You know, he'll show you real quick that, son, you got work to do right off the top. And then you got the leaders on the defense, the, hey, this isn't the way we do things guy. You know, we do it like this guy.
The Lions way.
DJ Reader, McNeil, these guys will step to him and be like, look, son, this not the way we do it here.
No, and then, Antonio, I think you're nailing it. Is look like a great example. My team blows. So does my franchise. The whole thing's a shipwreck in New York, right? You can't take a James Pierce. The kid will bomb out. There's nobody there to tell him no. It'd be a disaster. When you're the Lions, when you are the Eagles, when you are, you're the Chiefs. I think you've earned the right to do something like this.
Yeah.
You come in as a skilled position cornerback or safety. And you got to go against the Amon-Ra St. Brown and Laporta and J-Mo. You get humbled and you realize, hey, I gotta get the work around here. These guys are something different. They practice hard. So the culture is set.
No, I get you, Antonio, and appreciate the phone call. But, yeah, I can't see like a James Pierce telling Fred Warner, yeah, I don't feel like showing up to practice.
Exactly. Exactly.
Did you hear what he just said? Come here, Rook.
And look, look for me, and as we approach the draft, again, the whole thing could turn on a dime. Next thing you know, this guy's baptizing homeless people in the Detroit River, and he's a top 10 pick again. I don't know. I'm just, it's early in the process. We're coming out of the combine, and this was a guy I just didn't think the Lions would have access to. Now, look, maybe they don't like him as a player. Right? Maybe they don't view him as a guy that is worth it.
Not necessarily so, because he's got the high RAS score, and that's...
No. I made that part up. I'm just saying, if you're 6'5", 250, and you go 4'4", 7", I'd like to think the RAS is going to be all right.
Man, I mean, we've found out that David cracked that code a few years ago. Holmes goes with the high RAS score. He would be the best player available. That's what the Lions draft. It would fit a need, and... he's going to be under team control for 5 years. You absolutely make that move, and you deal with it later.
He had a 9.35 RAS.
Elite RAS.
Elite
RAS.
There you go. And you know what you get? You know what people get to do, Mike? They get to take a victory lap and say, see, we didn't need Myles Garrett. All we needed to do was let Brad cook.
Oh, no, I'm still getting Myles Garrett. No.
He's going to the Eagles.
Okay, I'm making a point to you. One has nothing to do with the other. Like, we didn't acquire Myles Garrett because we got James Pierce. No, you get both. You send waves to murder the quarterback.
Especially if he's fallen. If Pierce is fallen?
I'm putting a bullet in that theory. Oh, no, I want it all.
See, you were on vacation when the Lions disclosed they were poor. They can't afford him.
Okay, I'm not.
No, I'm not joking, Mike. They literally came out and said, we can't afford him. David, stop me if I'm wrong.
I'm not.
He said there's a lot of contracts we got to pay.
Okay, he's doing his job as GM. Leave me alone. I'm not doing this. Day one of being back from vacation. I am not starting like this.
I'm just trying to fill you in on this.
Well, Rico, remember the texter that texted in on Friday that said Aiden is better than Myles Garrett?
Okay. Yes. So bad. Stoney threw off his headset and walked out the room. Stoney. If there was a chair, he would have picked it up and thrown it.
Kirk Franklin said it best. You can't take my joy, devil.
This is the reason why we sing.
97.1, if you missed, we did a little Red Wing trade talk. Deadline at Friday. The level of pressure to make a deal, in your mind. Not like, oh, you don't control what Steve does. We're aware. Thank you. But we also have Kenny Kotz's list. So that's there, odyssey.com rewind. David, I'll get a few ticket texts momentarily, but we're talking out of the combine. One of the big storylines, A-plus on the field, was James Pierce, the edge rusher from Tennessee. He's kind of Abdul Carter light and an F-minus off the field with some anonymous front office people saying uncoachable, pitch count, not injury-related, 1 foot out the door, openly told people. And we've asked the question, is the Lions culture and locker room strong enough to take on this type of risk, to essentially do what Howie Roseman does? Because let's all face it, if we don't take him, the Eagles will. Let's go to Steve.
Yeah, you know what? Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right, they will. Let's
go to Steve, 97.1. What's going on?
What's up, guys? Great show as usual.
Thank you, buddy. What's on your mind?
I would take him 1,000% at 28. Now, quickly, do I think the Brad bots and whatnot, or even Holmes himself, because of the character issues? You know what? At this point, take a flyer, do it. Who cares? I mean, it's 28. If he turns into Carter, then you got a stud. If not, then okay, and figure it out down the road. I guess I don't know, but at 28, like you guys said, there's no one else better. One kid out of Texas A&M looked pretty decent. I'm not to go off the rails.
What, Nick Scott?
Stewart, yeah. I think.
Stewart. Yeah. Yeah, he looked pretty good. But there's another name, and again, I don't mean to throw you off because we're talking about Pierce. Sawyer out of Ohio State.
Yeah, he had a big playoff.
He looked really good at the combine, and he kind of reminds me of that Karloftis coming out, of the Big Ten as well with the Chiefs now. Just a massive motor, and just he's going to give you everything and be productive.
Yeah, so, and listen, definitely... Steve, there is something to what you're saying, which is that Jack Sawyer's a kid who walked in. He's played a ton of football. He ends up a team captain, productive in some of the biggest games of their season. And is that guy more ready to play than one of these, athletes that you have to teach how to play the sport? Yeah, you're not wrong. But, Steve, understand, they could draft Jack Sawyer. That has no impact on my pursuit in my own dream world of Garrett or Hendrickson or any of the – they need a dominator from day one. We don't have time to wait for the kids. But, no, you're not wrong, Steve, at all.
I heard comparisons that they were talking about with Simmons, the kid out of I forget where he went to college, but he's playing for Arizona now, the jack of all trades. But I think Pierce has –
What, Isaiah Simmons?
Yeah.
He played for the Giants last year.
1,000%. And as far as rushing the passer, Simmons could do everything, drop back and all that. But I think as a pure pass rusher, Pierce would be phenomenal.
Yeah. And that's, listen, Steve, that's what you're drafting him for. Like, there's no illusions that if you take a kid like this, he's going to be a three-down player. He's not. But this is a Micah Parsons-type guy. You'd move him around. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, you got to identify more than just Aiden. You got to figure out where this freak show is.
Which helps out Aiden. And especially it gives Aiden, takes some pressure off of Aiden coming back from the injury so that he doesn't have to go out there and light it up and get five sacks in game one. He can kind of take his time.
Whatever, hater. Let's go over to David with the ticket. I'm sorry.
Raise your hand if you didn't act like a knucklehead in college. Come on, man. This guy could be a generational talent. He will grow up. Someone says, Mike has me sold on Pierce. We have similar staff mentality. I think we could handle his poor mentality right now for his potential difference making. That is Adam in Toledo. Yes, we have the culture. It is proven with J-Mo. If J-Mo landed on another team, his career could possibly be different or maybe over. We have the culture here.
Yeah, I feel, and honestly, it's the biggest compliment I can pay you, is if coming out of the combine, you read or you listen to what I read to you about James Pierce off field. Now, mind you, last we checked, it's not illegal to be an a-hole. It's just, you know, not advisable. So this kid has some maturity issues, or this kid wasn't exactly coachable. It's not like he sped and got someone killed. Looking at you, Kenny. Not you. No, hold on. That came out wrong. No. I meant his team.
What?
What? I just finished. I meant Georgia football. That I'd like to say factually.
You should have said that.
Looking at you. Hey, you didn't get anybody killed, Kenny.
Kenny, how was your weekend? You run anybody down?
Have you checked on that old lady, Kenny? I want to apologize to Kenneth G. Cott. That was directed at his football program, not his person. Those are two separate things. Oh, boy. David Ticket Tech. Sorry, Kenny.
I have one name for you, Randy Moss. Go ahead and do it, Detroit. I think you can do it. This locker room can handle it. Someone else says...
What do you mean? Terry Fair was a better pick. Clean player. Then they lined him up in off cover. He was so far you couldn't even see him on the TV screen.
You could have combined the skills of Terry Fair and Jermaine Crowell, and you wouldn't have come up to Randy Moss's pinky toe. That's how bad that was.
Well, Crowell also had like 80-year-old knees.
They sold. Oh, we got two for one. This Randy Moss, he'll be out the league in a year or two.
He's
he'll
a pothead.
Right, he'll be in jail. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I wonder if Terry Fair showed up to Randy Moss's induction.
Oh, my.
You know they took me over you. The ultimate receipt.
You always have that story.
You know, I went before you did.
Oh, that's awful. You imagine. Shows up in a spite jacket.
Right, with the pick number on his back.
Oh, Jesus. All right, David, music, football today, please. Uh-oh.
Well, Mike, I'm going to do something a little different right now. You were gone on vacation, and a lot of things happened over that period. So
yes.
Let's get to it. Things that happened while you were gone, and you can comment on it.
Okay.
Well, let's start immediately.
How many of these are going to start a fight? That's the question.
I don't think any.
Okay.
Well, unless you say thank you. So I'll get to this one because this happened the next day after you left, which was Dusty May and Michigan agreed to a new contract. The extension added a year to his original 5-year deal, runs through spring of 2030.
There was nothing better. It was the most quintessential U of M thing ever. After MSU drops a grumpy at center court of their home arena, they run Ward up to the podium with an extension.
Bah. Oh, no. It was better than that. It was before the game.
It's the best.
Hey, by the way, he's got the extension, and as you like to say, dead. Yeah. And if it wasn't for a last-second three, I think they would be 0-3 since that contract extension.
But it's a great move for U of M. He's a damn good coach. You didn't want to run the risk of IU coming after him. He's a very good coach. And I look, if they give him reason, it's always been about resources. If you're going to coach U of M basketball, take it serious. Don't treat it like a wet wipe. And I think Dusty May will have a lot of success there. They got to get some guards, though. Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
If they had a point guard with this team, they'd be a national title contender.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, David, you want to know why they had senior night this
I was confused.
Sunday and not this upcoming Wednesday?
I was confused.
Because they still have another home game. And it wasn't because of Vlad's parents, because that's what I thought it was. He's back. Juwan couldn't make it on Wednesday. Juwan Howard's kid, senior night for him.
Yeah, they moved it up for him.
The bad Howard.
In the immortal words of Bobby Williams, who are you?
Yeah.
They moved it up for Juwan because he couldn't make it Wednesday.
That's like changing the company retreat because the janitor can't make it. What?
They were excited to have him back, too. They really were excited to have him in the building.
And you know what? It was funny because it looked like his team from last year.
Okay, then. Keep it moving.
Let's just keep
moving. Top 10 Rico's really getting after it today.
Let's move over to the NBA. A couple things here. One, the 76ers announced Joel Embiid is out for the season. And then the Pistons beat the Celtics. They are contenders again.
Is there a question here?
Yeah, are they contenders?
No, it's ridiculous. Jaylen Brown didn't even play, and the Celtics on a back-to-back. Hey, listen, if you guys want to touch your chestnuts over that, that's victory your business.
Lap. Victory lap.
Go ahead.
Pistons are back.
To what?
MVP. MVP.
Look, here's my beef with all of this. Anything I say will be taken as slander. It's not. I have unbelievable respect for Coach of the Year, J.B. Bickerstaff. And what the Pistons have done is lovely. But make no mistakes, a road to nowhere. They're not a contender for anything. But you know what they are? They are simply the last of the non-egregious Eastern Conference teams. And I'm not trying to. I'm just making a point. Oh, we beat the Celtics. What planet do you reside
on? No, here's the thing. You had the Celtics saying, you know, basically to paraphrase, we can take nights off and play, you know, Sam when we're playing teams like, you know, the Pistons.
Right, but JB didn't play and they were on a back-to-back.
Understand, but the next day, the Pistons, Mike, it was almost like their coming out party.
I know.
The nation realized, hey,
but here's your
Detroit's
problem.
Pretty good.
Here's the other issue I have, and it has nothing to do with the Pistons. The NBA is not a real league. I can't take the league seriously. Here, latest example. I'm going to be stepping away from my podcast to try to save the season.
Paul George.
But first of all, why does Paul George have a podcast? Second of all, season is dead. It's deader than Gene Hackman. I'm like, what are we doing here? Paul, season died 9 days ago. It's over. What are we doing? It's not a serious league.
Why does Gene Hackman take a stretch?
I love Gene Hackman, but he's dead.
It doesn't matter.
Well, let's segue right into it.
He's not alive. What do you want me to say?
Let's segue right into it.
He also lived till he was 100. Do you really feel bad for people when they get to 100?
Well, hold on.
I really just
need to know what happened in that house.
That's what the problem may
be. We all want to know.
Because his kids may be investigated now. Well, there's a lot going on.
I want to tell you something. See, now I was all over this story on vacation. Sports, F it. This, all in. Because I love Gene Hackman.
Right. Why is the dog in the closet?
No. How could the daughter say I'm super close with my dad? Cutscene. I haven't talked to him in a few months. What?
It's called the will. That's what that's called.
Whoops.
I'm just saying. All right. Let's be real.
If you haven't seen the Poseidon Adventure, Gene Hackman was awesome in that. Kenny, go watch that movie.
Was that the angry priest?
He was a reverend who was a little disillusioned.
The angry priest. Yes.
Let's get over to some baseball news here because, sadly, both Matt Vierling and Parker Meadows are out injured for the Detroit Tigers. But here's the good news.
Face of franchise, Matt Vierling.
Here's the good news. Javi is back to striking out.
Look,
because that's what he did on Friday.
The only name in there I truly care about is Parker Meadows. Parker Meadows is a very high-value player to what they do on defense alone. But it's still early. Let's just all calm down. No one's on the Anthony Rendon plan yet. So Not good, though. A little banged up. I saw Cobb. I don't know. What's he got? He got an epidural going or something?
Sure does.
That's always a good sign.
Got to wait on that nerve for Parker Meadows to just wake on up.
Guy's 67 years old doing epidurals in spring training. Mm-hmm. We paid him $15 million.
Oh, by the way, David, real quick.
Yes.
How do you feel, both of you, and even you, Kenny, about Jimmy Johnson finally walking away and saying, I'm out of here. It was a nice 31-year career, but I'm done.
Decade late, but at least he's not Dick Vitale. Just retire, please.
Can he take Terry Bradshaw with him?
Somebody needs
to. No, Terry can stay
the
as long as he wants.
The microphone is mine until you ask the question.
I just wanted to.
Have you ever heard of Mean Joe Green?
Did you see any of the Super Bowl pregame? Because they played an AI video for Jimmy Johnson showing him all his years, Cowboys, Arkansas, all this stuff. And then played it and asked him, is there news? And he says, no, there's no news. They forced him out, basically.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's another thing. I get tired of the whole sympathy thing. Oh, they forced him out. Oh, How terrible.
Do I sound sympathetic?
He's 90.
I don't sound sympathetic. Like, bye-bye,
Jimmy. Get out of the chair. Give somebody else a shot. Isn't there some other broken-down athlete half his age they can hand a job to?
Yes, because it looks like Dan Orlovsky's back at ESPN.
Oh, what a blessing. Go ahead. Next.
And then I can close it out with this. Well, a couple things here. Stafford's returning to the Rams.
I'm bummed. I was actually excited for radio purposes. There is no way out for my team. I know this. The Giants weren't going anywhere. But how fun would it have been to have Stafford as the Giants QB while I'm doing this show? Oh, please. I'd be more of a pinata. I was a little bummed. Kelly Stafford in the New York papers every 10 minutes. Tatting it up. Oh, boy. Just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, it just wasn't meant to be. And then I'll close it out with this one because it just happened yesterday and Kenny just keeps telling me about it.
What?
John Cena turned heel.
Okay, that you can't put this on a segment of what you missed.
I mean, it
because
happened.
Everyone missed it because the only person that cares about it is Kenny Cott.
Go ahead, no, Kenny. Give us 30 seconds,
son. No, and Kenny's BFF Gator.
Me, Gator, Evan, we don't care about
it. Up.
He double-crossed Cody Rhodes on a premium live event called Elimination Chamber.
Who's Cody Rhodes?
Son of Dusty.
Is he related to Dusty?
Yes, that's his father. There's your 30 seconds.
Okay. So do we care about this? And
I don't.
Does he still go out and do the Save the Children, Make the
Wish?
No,
now he's saying F them kids. He hates him.
I mean, he has to now. He's a bad guy.
That's the heel turn.
Wait, will he push the wheelchair down the stairs now?
Just like Nordberg.
He'll do the opposite of Make-A-Wish.
Here's your wish.
Make-A-Wish? Say your prayers.
You wish you didn't ask for me.
Evil John Cena's back. Did he just steal a child's bike?
Give me that cookie. You don't need it.
I mean, all right. Was that a big deal to you, though? That's a big thing.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
All right. Good for you. All right, David, anything else while I was gone?
Yeah, Debo.
Listen, the Commanders are happy. What's wrong with it? It makes sense. He's not their lead dog. You've got Pearsall. Ayuk comes back. You're good. They're good. Neighborhood's getting tougher.
And the real MVP, Juwan Jennings.
Great haircut.
It is. And he just makes catches.
Okay, then. That is what the hell I missed.